Genesis 3:21. And Jehovah God made for Adam and for his wife coats of skins and clothed them. This is by no means so joyful and delightful information as was that of Adam giving to his wife the name of Eve. For although the Lord had said, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die," yet Adam consoled himself by this name, which he gave to his wife, that the life which he had lost should be restored by the promised seed of the woman, which should bruise the serpent's head and destroy the destroyer. Here, Adam and Eve are clothed with garments by the Lord God himself, in order that, being perpetually reminded by this clothing as a lasting memorial, they might reflect, as often as they looked at their garments, upon their awful and miserable fall from the highest felicity into the extremest calamity and wretchedness, to the intent that they might ever afterwards fear to sin and exercise continual repentance, yet looking for the remission of sins by the promised seed. And this is the reason, no doubt, the Lord God did not cover them with leaves, nor with that wood which grows on trees, but clothed them with the skins of slaughtered animals, to remind them that they were now mortal and subject to certain death. As, therefore, the name Eve contained in it the joyful hope of life, even of eternal life, so these skins were a memorial of sin past and sin to come, but a memorial also of those calamities present and future, which that sin deserved, and indeed our nature has need of such memorials and perpetual admonitions, for we easily forget both past evils and past blessings. Hence it is that Peter says, "For he that lacketh these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore I shall be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, that ye know them, and are established in the truth which is with you." 2 Peter 1:9 and 12. For it is truly an awful expression of the apostle when he here intimates that some forget the remission of their sins, and after they have well believed, draw back from their faith, and adorn not themselves with the most beautiful chain of Christian virtues, which he enumerates, but indulge in covetousness, pride, envy, lust, etc. We, in our day, also have great need of this admonition, who experience all these burdens of these calamities under the papacy, lest we become ungrateful to our merciful God, as, alas, the greater part of the world do. As a remedy, therefore, against this forgetfulness, these skins were added as clothings for Adam and Eve, that they might be forever a sure sign, or memorial, or admonition, whereby both they and all their posterity might be reminded of their most wretched condition. But in after ages, marvelous to say, the world began to grow mad in the matter of this very memorial of their calamity. For who can possibly describe the amount of study and expense men and women give to dress? Indeed, it is so great that it can no longer be properly termed pleasure nor luxury, but madness, because, like asses created for bearing burdens of gold, they seem rather to consider with how much gold they can load themselves than with how much they can best adorn themselves. A superior kind of dress may be justly commended in certain cases, especially in more illustrious persons, but that rage for dress in all classes which now prevails cannot but offend the eyes of all good men. And if Adam himself could rise from his grave and behold this madness for raiment in all circles of society, I believe he would stand petrified with astonishment at the sight. For the clothing of skins which Adam daily wore daily reminded him of his sin and his lost felicity, whereas we, on the contrary, clothe ourselves with splendid garments and indulge in luxury of dress, that we may testify to all men that we have not only forgotten the evils of the fall, from which we have been saved by the seed of the woman, but the blessings also which we have received through him. We next find that the admonition which the Lord had given by the sign of the garments, he gave also in word.